From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it's detected signs Syria is preparing another chemical weapons attack that could result in mass casualties. It warned Syria it would pay a heavy price for such an attack. The Defense Department said the preparations were taking place at a Syrian airbase used to launch a sarin gas strike April 4th. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said Monday's White House statement was intended to send a message to President Bashar al-Assad and his allies Iran and Russia. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a White House spokesperson.
I think that the message from the statement yesterday was extremely clear. I don't think it was a gray area. It was pretty black and white.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said while she cannot comment on the intelligence behind the statement, the Syrian threat appears to be credible.
As you all are aware, there are a lot of these things that will pop up sometimes that we just can't get into the details about this. But this has obviously gotten the attention of the United States government at the highest level.
The U.S. launched a cruise missile strike targeting that Syrian airbase shortly after April's attack that killed nearly 90 in rebel-held Idlib province. Syria denies carrying out the attack. Meanwhile, U.N. Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura expressed hope talks in Kazakhstan next week will help create favorable conditions for the next round of Geneva peace talks.
We are at the time of testing whether the political will exists for real de-escalation and more meaningful political talks.
The Astana talks have centered on creation of so-called de-escalation zones. At least 8 people, 4 policemen and 4 children were killed Tuesday by a roadside bomb in southern Kenya. The explosion taking place near the town of Kaduga in Lamu County. Areas near the Somali border have been hit by a series of such attacks by the insurgent group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. Another global cyber attack disrupted computer networks Tuesday in Russia, Ukraine, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Poland, and the U.S. Jerome Bilwaz, a French cybersecurity expert.
A few weeks ago, we had a similar attack named WannaCry, who already targeted a lot of enterprise at global level, worldwide level. So what we are seeing here is the same way of attacking enterprise by targeting every single computer within the company, installing what we call a ransomware. It's a software that asks for a ransom. And then after, you lock the computer and you ask for around $300 to unlock it.
The cyber extortion campaign underscored growing concerns. Computer networks are not secure enough to prevent increasingly aggressive hackers. The U.S. Tuesday placed China on its list of worst offenders of human trafficking and forced labor. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson presided over publication of the State Department report.
China was downgraded to Tier 3 status in this year's report, in part because it has not taken serious steps to end its own complicity in trafficking, including forced laborers from North Korea that are located in China.
China had been ranked among Tier 2 countries. Tier 3 can trigger sanctions. Susan Coppedge is an ambassador at large on trafficking.
There have been NGO reports that indicate there's still government complicity with respect to drug rehabilitation facilities where individuals continue to be detained without judicial process. Human rights organizations and media continue to report that local officials in Western China coerced Uyghur men and women to participate in forced labor outside that province there. And then despite the local government issuing a decree in early 2017, that practice has not ceased.
21 countries were downgraded, 27 upgraded in the report. Sudan says it hopes the revival of a U.S. travel ban on its citizens and those of 5 other mostly Muslim countries will not affect the planned lifting of U.S. sanctions next month. The U.S. Supreme Court Monday revived parts of the ban that had been blocked by lower courts. Iraqi forces Tuesday continued pushing toward the Tigris River side of Mosul's old city in their 8th-month drive to liberate the grip of Islamic State. But an estimated 350 IS defenders continue to launch fierce counterattacks. Colombian Marxist rebels concluded the disarmament process, part of a ceasefire deal to end half a century of civil war. Elements of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia turned in most of the remaining 40% of their arms. The International Monetary Fund says it's cutting its growth forecast for the U.S. to 2.1% for this year and next, amid continuing uncertainty over fiscal and tax policy. Facebook says 2 billion people are now using its service monthly, making it the world's largest social media outlet. So far, it exceeds rivals Twitter and WeChat. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.